What is up, my dudes? Welcome back to Olympia Oddities. I'm Trista, and today I'm going to be discussing a missing persons case out of Idaho. I'm discussing the 2007 disappearance of Jeremy Carl Burt today, and this one is full of strange details. We'll cover a bit of Jeremy's life and the person he was, and then dive into the investigation and wrap up with some theories from investigators and from Jeremy Burt's own family. Jeremy Carl Burt was born on June 18, 1973, in American Falls, Idaho. As a young child, Jeremy's family described him as an energetic kid, full of spirit. He received an ADHD diagnosis as a kid and started doing tons of activities. His dad, Van Burt, later told Dateline that he was pretty hyper all the time. He played football and ran track when he was in high school. After graduating from American Falls High School in 1991, Jeremy found a new outlet for his ADHD abundance of energy, the U.S. Navy. He joined and ended up serving in the Gulf War from 1993 to 1999. During this time, he traveled all across the world, from the Persian Gulf to Australia, and finally Japan. It was in Japan that Jeremy met his first love, a woman named Rena. They had gotten married, in fact, but Rena eventually returned to Japan when the couple split and found that Japan did not recognize their marriage as official. So, for the time being, Jeremy did not file any formal paperwork to finalize their divorce. After the split, Jeremy found love again, this time with a woman named Kim George. Jeremy and Kim dated for roughly 6 months before deciding to get married. Jeremy formally filed for divorce and ended his first marriage after deciding to get married to Kim. For this divorce, they had found their lawyer, a woman named Jeannie Braun, in the phone book. In 2002, the divorce was finally finalized, and they married each other. They soon welcomed their baby daughter, Mackenzie, into their family that same year. However, their relationship already showed signs of strain, and Jeremy and Kim soon decided to get divorced. In a plot twist, Jeremy began dating his divorce lawyer, Jeannie Braun. Some accounts say that this started as an affair, and others say that it was after the divorce, so the exact timeline of their relationship is a little unclear. What is clear, though, is the reason why it fell apart. Jeremy had secretly recorded Jeannie Braun, and in those taped conversations, Jeannie Braun can be heard talking about illegal activities that she'd been involved in. As it turns out, Jeremy hadn't been the only one secretly recording Jeannie Braun either. Another person had been doing it too, and it had captured the same results. The evidence eventually caught the attention of the local police department, who ended up charging Jeannie with several felonies. She was also disbarred from her position. Jeremy's mom, Cheryl Burt, told Idaho State News that a restraining order was issued against Braun, but she ignored it. She tried to bribe Jeremy not to testify, and he recorded all of it. Jeremy Burt ended up testifying against his former lawyer-slash-lover in front of a grand jury in 2004. Jeannie Braun confessed to forging a judge's signature and influencing a witness. She was sentenced to 1 year in the Ada County Jail, along with 14 years of probation. Despite the divorce and the dramatic events that followed it, Kim and Jeremy remained close friends, and they co-parented Mackenzie together. They lived off and on together from 2003 until 2007 when Jeremy disappeared. Periodically, they would attempt to get back together and reignite their romantic relationship, and the period when Jeremy disappeared had actually been during one of those times. The weekend before his disappearance, February 10th, 2007, 33-year-old Jeremy and his daughter Mackenzie had spent some time visiting family in American Falls and Pocatello. They were back home in Boise on the 11th, where Jeremy, Kim, and his dad lived. Jeremy owned a roofing company called Integrity Roofie in Boise, which is what he had been doing for work at the time. Kim left for Las Vegas for a work conference on the 11th. Cheryl was quoted in the Idaho State News article I used as one of our sources, saying, "He and Kim were in the process of getting back together as a couple. She was going into business with some people and went to Las Vegas for training." Jeremy and Kim called each other and spoke for a while around 10 p.m. that night. About 10 minutes into their call, Jeremy's mom called and interrupted their call. She had called to check on Jeremy to see if him and the family had made it back safely to Boise. Jeremy explained to her that he was on the other line with Kim and told his mom that he loved her, and they hung up. That was the last time that Cheryl would ever speak to her son. Van Burt, Jeremy's dad, says that Jeremy asked him to watch Mackenzie so he could go visit a friend to discuss hunting, which was one of Jeremy's favorite hobbies. Jeremy was an avid hunter, and he had recently purchased a brand new hunting bow. Van noticed that before Jeremy left, he showered, then put on a nice shirt and a pair of jeans before heading out. He left around 10:30, pulling out of his dad's driveway on Hervey Street in Boise, making this the last time that Jeremy would be seen in person by anyone. The next day, while still in Vegas, Kim received several strange calls from Jeremy that just resulted in him hanging up. She received some strange texts too, and in them he eventually told her that he was leaving to start a new life. As Kim texted back and forth with him, something didn't sit right with her. She didn't believe that it was Jeremy sending the texts. She tried calling him, but he didn't answer the phone. Boise Police Detective Josiah Ransom was quoted in the Idaho News saying, "After he went missing, there were some text messages sent from his phone to his ex-wife while she was in Las Vegas. Those messages didn't really sound like him. They were a little cryptic and a little odd, so that caused some concern." Private investigator Mark Davis, who was hired by the family, said, "He's straightforward. He wants to talk to you in person, and he wouldn't send a text like that." It caught Kim off guard, and she thought it wasn't his style. When Kim returned home from Boise from her Vegas trip, she made another discovery. Her car, a red Mercury Cougar, was missing. She and Van, Jeremy's dad, filed a report for the stolen vehicle. They tried to file a missing persons report for Jeremy, who no one had heard from, but the messages that he'd sent Kim had made that difficult to do. Jeremy's brother Shane said that once he learned of his brother's disappearance, he had an eerie feeling that he would never see his brother again. Shane was among those who tried to go to the police about his brother's disappearance, but the police still seemed reluctant to get involved. Shane told the Idaho State News that, "The police asked us to let them take care of it, to not go to the media, and we did that. I think the police dropped the ball when they didn't take it seriously that weekend." Cheryl, their mom, explained that, "The police told Shane that if they located Jeremy and he didn't want us to know where he was, the police couldn't tell us. We told them that we just wanted to know that he was okay." The case eventually had a break that forced the cops to pay attention to it. On May 18th, 2007, some cowboys had been riding an incredibly remote area of Owyhee County when they stumbled upon a burned car. The car was discovered about 45 miles north of the Nevada border. Using the car's VIN number, investigators were able to make a match, Kim's car that had been reported stolen. Detective Ransom told Dateline that it was burned out into this ravine in a very desolate area. Detective Ransom also told the Idaho News that, "Clearly, in my opinion, the intention was to hide it and destroy evidence. It made it down there. There obviously had to be somebody else there to help get whoever drove it down there out." In fact, the site was so hard to access that when investigators attempted to use a four-wheel drive vehicle to get down to it, they ended up abandoning the plan and walking the final few hundred yards because they were afraid that they were going to wreck the vehicle. Investigators combed a 3 to 4 mile wide search area around where the car had been discovered, but they were unable to find any trace of Jeremy. From here, investigators began giving polygraph tests to those who had been close to Jeremy. Kim and Van both passed theirs. Jeremy's former attorney and disgraced lover, Jenny Braun, was also given a polygraph test, but her results have not been released by the police. Jeannie Braun also claimed that she hadn't had any contact with Jeremy for months, but Shane, Jeremy's brother, told Idaho State News otherwise. He told them that after Braun had been released from jail, she tried to contact Jeremy several times. She even went as far as allegedly visiting job sites and stopping by his house. Jeremy's mom, Cheryl, also believes that Jeannie Braun could have had something to do with Jeremy's disappearance. She said, "I think this woman preys on men. She knew Jeremy was vulnerable, and she preyed on him." She also believes that Braun may have sent those texts to Kim from Jeremy, knowing that they would tamper with the investigation and make it harder for the police to take his case seriously. In 2018, Detective Ransom said, "We definitely have persons of interest in the case. We're not willing to name them. There's a lot of supposition on different websites about who is tied in at this point. I wouldn't name a person of interest, but I do believe that there are at least two people involved in the disappearance of Mr. Burt. He was also quoted in the same article as saying, "I absolutely believe there are people out there who know exactly what happened to Jeremy and where exactly Jeremy is. I would love for them to come forward and tell me. It's been 11 years and they haven't done it, but hopefully someday their conscience will get the best of them and they'll come out and tell us." After Jeremy's disappearance, Kim remarried and then sadly died in 2016 as the result of an apparent suicide. Mackenzie, Jeremy and Kim's daughter, began living with her stepdad. Investigators and Jeremy's family both believe that if he was alive, he would be with his daughter today. He loved Mackenzie very much and even wrote a poem for her when she was born. His mom, Cheryl, continues to sleep with a picture of her son under her pillow. In 2010, Jeremy Burt's case was featured on an episode of Disappeared, but despite the media attention it brought the case, it remains unsolved to this day what really happened to Jeremy. I hope that someday the family will get their answers about Jeremy's disappearance, and if foul play was involved, the people or person responsible face some justice. Jeremy Burt was 33 years old at the time of his disappearance, and he would be 49 years old at the time of this recording. He is a white male, 6'2", and 197 pounds. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored turtleneck and jeans. He had a scar on his knee, along with a 2-inch scar on the left side of his chest. At the time of his disappearance, he had facial hair styled into a goatee. If you have any information about the disappearance of Jeremy Burt, you can contact the Boise Police Department at 208-570-6290, or We Help the Missing at 866-660-4025. Thank you for listening to Olympia Oddities. If you want to help out the podcast, you can follow us on our social media, which is Olympia Oddities Podcast on Instagram. There's also a Facebook group you can join. I'm always sharing memes and local news stories. Be sure to follow the podcast too, so you get all of my paranormal, cryptid, and true crime content right there, hand-delivered in your feed. And if you want to help me out a ton, you can do that by leaving me a 5-star rating or sharing me on social media or even just telling a friend about me. It all is super appreciated and it doesn't go unnoticed. And if you're in the market for some super sweet cryptid merch, be sure to check out 16% Nation. And you can use our code CryptidLove for free shipping. Until next time, friends.